We would like to speak to you for a moment about next week, where even though this is normally the break time, we hope you will meet one more time. It is the solar eclipse. And the energy that has been between these two eclipses has been chaotic, but it has done the thing that it was intended to do, which is it has exposed what needs to be exposed in order that that can be handled not only consciously but also on a higher level. And so since this solar eclipse is in America, it is in your country, you have an opportunity when that solar eclipse is happening to do two things. One of them is to decide what you want to shed. What is it you want to let go and not invite back into your life? And the other thing is to bring the energy of the sun, which is victory, as you move out of the eclipse, and let that shine on all of the things that you want to bring into your life. So we will speak to you a bit more about that next week. And now we want to congratulate you all on maintaining your sanity in a time where the world around you is not at all sane. And it is, of course, you are being very good about pulling in, about knowing who you are. And it does not mean you are not upset or, but here you are, you. And in the long run, you see, that is actually the goal, that you become more and more and more you. And you are less and less reliant on whatever is outside of you. One of the things we can give up is the belief that something or someone outside of us is going to return ourselves to us. That is simply not going to happen. That is a thing we do in conjunction with the universe and with the awakening of the heart. Now, we spoke last week about getting things in right order, which is the heart, which is the seat of wisdom and holds your whole karmic wheel. We want that to be the leader and the thing that runs in front of you, your intuitive senses, that is your protector. And the mind, that is the one that follows and holds up the heart. And then the wanting and the expecting, we want this entire package to be yours, because it is the way you not only become yourself again, but you stop sacrificing in order to be yourself, and you create from yourself, and you find your happiness and your peace in yourself. So we understand that we may be repeating some themes, but we want you to know how very important all of this is. And now we want to add this one thing to what we are learning and doing. And this is called consulting the heart. Now, in order to do this, you must tell the mind to rest. You need to be in a place of peace where you are able to breathe and you are not worried about the world around you. But we need to ask the mind to rest. And then, rather than asking the heart the question that you have probably been asking the mind, we want to ask the heart to show us the gift. To show us the gift. And that can come in many ways, as you know. It can come in a word, a color, a picture, a kind of dream. It can feel like imagination. But each of our hearts has a language. And the language of the heart is the one that is the most powerful of all. And so in these times, rather than going to fear first, or the mind first, or what I must do first, we want now to enter into a time when we are going to the heart first. Now, this requires a bit of a stretch. Because when you go to the mind tells you yes or no or back or forth. But when you go to the heart, it is as though you are holding an artist inside of you with a beautiful palette of colors to paint on and a place where those colors go. So the heart will give you more than you ever could imagine, but not in a way that you can always pick up on immediately. We of course, work with this in meditation, but we will give you an example of you and being still and asking the heart for the gift. And if no matter what is on your mind, rest that. And if the heart gives you an opening lily, then it is telling you it is time for your own, the resurrection of your life. And it is opening. And then we must simply sit with that for a while, but know that even holding that image, you are changing your energy field to draw to you what matches the heart. And that is where a woman's power lies. When in her life she is creating and drawing in from what matches the heart. Now, we want to make one small distinction here. There, of course, In wanting things, we've talked to you about this before. Wanting from the ego, very dangerous. And part of why it is dangerous is that it has cut out the heart. And when the ego attaches to something, it will say to you, this is what you really want. And the heart will not say that. The heart will show you an opening or a color or a feeling, or a memory. The heart is multidimensional, so it moves beyond language, which means that is why we need to spend a bit more time with the heart in letting us feel and see and become stronger in what we know. But resting the mind while we do that. Now, as you walk, but you walk in the energy of the heart, it will show you, because the heart calls the universe. And when the universe sees that it is your heart that you are consulting, then it can work powerfully with you. There is a certain irony in that when you are able to move this way with the universe and your heart, as a side issue, you will get the things you want. There is such an irony about it. As the heart and wisdom become stronger, you actually get the things that you want. And it is, ironically, because you did not lead with the ego. But you knew, and you know what you enjoy, and you know what you like, and you know what you want to create. But you are willing to go first to the wisdom of the heart. So when we speak of multidimensionality, which we dear, which is a whole study in itself. It means that you are calling the universe and all its resources, but you are calling from the center of the wisdom of your own heart. And when that is how you are moving in life, then life becomes your servant in the best possible way. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling and washing away the world and its confusion and its anger and bitterness. Let the rain take all of that away from you and know that that is not yours. Now feel that there are flowers falling, like the rain, but they are flowers. And their energy soothes and heals the energy around your life, around anything that needs to be healed or softened that might have happened in the week. Now open your crown and feel the blue that is the peace of the universe, the gift to the earth and to you. And let that blue energy flow into your mind, into your third eye, into your throat, into your heart, into your solar plexus, into your second center, into your root. And let that peace move through your body and through your chakras, sealing up any places that need to be healed, protected, made safe. Now feel a bright golden light, the light of the universe, the light that makes the link between you and your own creation and the power of that link. Open the crown and let the golden light flow. Feel it opening your crown so that you can receive. And feel the flow of light into your third eye so that you can intuit. So that your knowing grows and protects. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And let the golden light re-educate your communication center so that only what honors you, respects you, knows you truly and deeply lives in that center and speaks to you only in that way. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center. Fill the heart. And let the golden light nourish your heart center. Connect you to the respect and the power that lives there, to the wisdom and the light that lives in you. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light gently move out all of the emotions that hurt you or may have been held there too long. And with them, move out the belief that holding on to hurt protects you. Let all of that go. If it is not true, you do not need to hold it in your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your second center. And feel that golden light move out all of the shame and criticism, all of the judgment, cleansing that center so that that center can now freely and without judgment cleanse anything that comes through your life that you need to release. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the golden light connect you with all that you want to build in your life, all that you want to create. And connect that knowledge with your heart and your heart with the universe. And bring your attention into your heart center. and see that a circle of light lives in the beauty of your heart. And see the flowers that fell come into your heart and grow. Feel the life and the strength all around you. And in the center of that circle, resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.